A reading from the book of Matthew. They hurried away from the tomb in awe and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus was there in their path. He gave them his greeting, and they came up and clasped his feet, falling prostrate before him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and take word to my brothers that they are to leave for Galilee. They will see me there." The women had started on their way when some of the guard went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. After meeting with the elders and conferring together, the chief priests offered the soldiers a substantial bribe and told them to say, "His disciples came by night and stole the body while we were asleep." They added, "If this should reach the governor's ears, we will put matters right with him and see that you do not suffer." So they took the money and did as they were told. The story became widely known and is current in Jewish circles to this day. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary left the tomb fearful yet overjoyed. They had started out with the intention of anointing the dead body of Jesus, and they are amazed to find his body gone and to hear that Jesus is alive. They hurry to tell the others, but on the way they meet Jesus. They see him, embrace his feet, encounter him. And Jesus tells them not to be afraid, but to tell his brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see him. Do you wonder why Jesus told the women to tell the disciples he was alive? He could have appeared to the disciples on Sunday morning in the upper room or wherever they were. Yet, he chose to involve the women. He chose to need them to be his messengers. He is God. He is stronger than death. And yet, he needed them. I remember when my mother would make spaghetti from scratch. She would have flour spread on the table while she kneaded the dough. Sometimes one of the grandchildren would walk in while she was in the process of mixing and kneading the dough. And of course, they wanted to help. My mother would roll her eyes, knowing this was going to slow her down and be more of a bother than a help. But she always let them do some little thing to help, to be a part of the process. I have a feeling some of those grandchildren remember that experience and treasure that memory. There is something about working together, something that deepens the bond between people who unite their efforts for a common purpose. Evidently, God wants us involved in his plan to bring the good news of salvation to all God's people. God has chosen to need us, to work with him, and have the same common goal of announcing the good news of God's love for all God's people. In spite of our shortcomings, we are entrusted with the mission of being extensions of God, not only to speak his word of good news, but to be the good news of Jesus. St. Augustine says that we have not only been made Christians, but we have been made Christ, to be what he would be in our place. When we reach out to one in need, when we are compassionate, patient, generous, forgiving, we are living as Jesus lived and wants us to live. Why did Jesus choose to need the women? Why does Jesus choose to need us? We could say that he is following the pattern of his Father. God has chosen to need us to spread his good news, his declaration of love for us. How does God want me to bring the message of his love for his people to others today? Dear risen Jesus, you continue your mission even today. Just as you invited the disciples to join you in bringing the good news of God's love to the world, you continue to invite us, to need us, to help you carry out this mission today. Help me to accept and carry out this mission with joy and fidelity.